The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
An argument broke out and a man was shot on a moving subway train early this morning. It happened as the southbound N train was pulling into the Canal Street station. Riders were terrified.
I thought I was going to die. I didn't think this would ever happen to me, and no, it did happen. We've seen this on TV, and no, it's happening to anybody and anyone.
The shooting comes less than 24 hours after the mayor and governor touted major improvements to subway safety, reporting a 16% drop in crime at a press conference Friday.
I can't tell New Yorkers they should feel safe. I'm not going to even do that. But the data is showing that New Yorkers are telling us they feel safer. And that's what I'm going to pay attention to.
Governor Hochul attributed the success to the addition of 1,200 more cops placed on subway cars beginning last October. Since then, arrests have been up 63%. Summonses for fare evasion increased by 170%.
That's CBS 2's Christina Phan. The victim was taken to Bellevue in stable condition. The suspect, believed to be a man in his 30s, fled the station with a woman. Protesters took to the streets of the city following the release of body cam video showing the violent arrest of Tyre Nichols in Memphis.
In Times Square.
Convict! Send those killer cops to jail! The whole damn system
is guilty as hell!
Another group was in Union Square.
If we continue to give them the power, they will continue to kill us. Amen. And get away with it!
Demonstrators carried signs and spoke out about Tyre Nichols, comparing him to other black victims of police brutality. For many, including organizer Carla Reyes, it doesn't matter that the five former cops charged with murder are all black.
There really can be no good cops in this system because it's designed to target black people.
With the protesters, Roger Stern, WCBS 880 News.
The night stayed mostly peaceful with the exception of someone jumping on a police squad car in Times Square and smashing in the front window. At least three were arrested. WCBS reporter Steve Burns has reaction from City Hall.
For Mayor Adams, a former police officer, Tyre Nichols' death strikes a nerve.
As a human being, I am devastated. As a mayor, I am outraged.
Adams made his name on police reform, looking to diversify the ranks. What these officers in Memphis did, he says, is a betrayal.
Here in New York City, we are working and will continue to work hard to prevent something like this from happening.
Adams is urging protesters to stay peaceful.
My message to the NYPD has been, and will continue to be, to exercise restraint.
Any widespread demonstrations could be a test for the NYPD following extensive criticism around its handling of the George Floyd protests in 2020. Steve Burns, WCBS 880 News.
Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell said the department is outraged at the death of Tyre Nichols in a statement calling the officer's actions disgraceful, an unequivocal violation of their oath to serve and protect, and a failure of basic human decency. The NYPD will have increased presence over the next few days, said the commissioner, to ensure the demonstrators can express themselves freely and safely. Now let's go to the Weather Center and meteorologist Dan Pitanowski.
Well, we're looking for a breezy and mild start to the weekend across the tri-state area. We'll have sunshine mixing with some clouds, and it'll get up to near 50 degrees for the high this afternoon. A partly cloudy sky tonight, the low near 40. For tomorrow, another mild day. Sunshine gives way to clouds, the high again near 50. Small chance for a shower late tomorrow into tomorrow night. And then on Monday, clouds, some sunshine, the high 48. It turns colder on Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, the high just 38. Maybe a rain or snow shower Tuesday night. Then partly sunny and chilly on Wednesday, the high 36. Right now in Midtown, 39 degrees, a mostly sunny sky. Marlo, we're heading up to a high near 50.
Thanks, Dan Pitanowski in the Weather Center.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com. Or wherever you listen to podcasts.